Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. He's been held captive by Hamas for 19 months, and today, a young man from Tenafly, New Jersey, headed back to Tenafly, New Jersey, flown there from Gaza. A big celebration waiting for him. 1010 Winds reporter Mary Lynn Buckley standing by with us, the reporter. So, MLB, are the hugs ready for this guy?
Larry, absolutely. The streets here in Tenafly are full of people ready to welcome Idan home. Many of them holding Israeli flags, signs that say welcome home, Idan, and they can't wait for him to show up on the streets. We see the motorcade lined up, and we're hearing that he could be here very, very soon. We're hearing that he is on his way from Newark Airport here to Tenafly, where he grew up. But so many people say they have been waiting for this day to come for such a long time, and they're so excited to see his face, to welcome him home. And I can tell you, there really is an outpouring amount of support and love for Idan right here in his hometown. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live in Tenafly.
Thanks, MLB, and we know you'll be standing by. Hopefully, we'll get a chance to hear from the young man. And we saw images coming out of that area, and folks are lining up on the streets to welcome him home. So it should be a really jubilant time going on out there. Keep you posted. In other news, the city council will soon review a big housing plan, which would bring 10,000 apartments to Midtown South. That's an area not currently zoned for housing.
30% of the units would be income restricted. Eric Bottisford with the Planning Commission says this will help solve the housing crisis and take advantage of a great area.
It's really incredible to think that 42 blocks in the center of everything, the heart of Manhattan, amazing access to transit, amazing access to jobs, is a place where New Yorkers can't live.
Peg Breen with the Landmarks Conservancy is worried about the size of new buildings.
There is no limit now on how high residential zoning can go, so these could be gigantic.
And she worries it would take away jobs if office buildings come down. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Turnout for early voting in New York City double what it was back in 2021. More than 160,000 have cast their ballots in the first 5 days of early voting. The biggest turnout happening, of course, in Brooklyn with over 60,000 votes. Manhattan next with 55,000. Polls are open every day through Saturday, June the 22nd. Primary day is Tuesday, June the 24th. Broadway celebrating Juneteenth with a free concert in Times Square showcasing the talents of black artists.
The show began with the Black National Anthem. But Wicked star Natasha Yvette Williams said it's more than just a celebration of her ancestors.
We're also saying to the world, Broadway is inclusive, and there's space for everyone, whether you're black, white, woman, gay.
2025 Tony Award nominee John Michael Hill co-hosted. The star of Purpose said in tough times, there is also joy.
And there are amazing things still happening on Broadway, black to Broadway, all these folks out here doing incredible stuff.
This year's honoree is Andre DeShields, the veteran Broadway actor who won a Tony for Hadestown. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Times Square.
And on this Juneteenth, the Reverend Al joined director Spike Lee at the iconic Junior's Restaurant in Brooklyn, where they drilled home the importance of voting.
You can be free and not know it. And that's what Juneteenth means. You could walk off the plantation now and not know it. So that's why it is important that people register and vote, vote in the mayor's election, whoever you vote for, vote in every election.
And for those unfamiliar, Juneteenth marks the day in 1865 when the last enslaved people in Galveston, Texas, found out that they were free. That was 2.5 years after the Emancipation Proclamation was signed. Now, it's getting real hot out there, so no doubt the Coney Island Boardwalk is getting ready for some heavy foot traffic. And ahead of the summer rush, 1010 Winds newsman Mac Rosenberg at Coney Island with the NYPD's new Quality of Life teams. Did a little ride-along with them, in fact.
Officer stopped a man on an e-bike on the Coney Island Boardwalk.
The goal is not summonses. The goal is not arrests. The goal is to resolve the issue. If what you just saw, we can resolve that issue with a simple conversation, mission accomplished. Move on to the next thing.
It's the little things. Deputy Chief William Glynn is running the Quality of Life teams and says issues like illegal vending, loud noise, double parking, and homeless encampments may not have gotten the attention they deserved in the past.
Some people say they still don't feel safe, and the things that we're discussing and talking about, I think, contribute to that. We can accomplish numerous goals, several goals, all at once. Address crime and quality of life.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Coney Island.
Yeah, he's trying to knock, or they're trying to knock down all the little things so they don't turn into a big. Mayor Adams, meantime, announcing an affordable housing project which will provide over 450 homes in the heart of East New York, part of the next phase of his innovative urban village.
The innovative urban village will include a world-class art center, 24/7 child care, and new businesses in the neighborhood. This is going to be an entirely new community that is going to be built.
Yeah, his administration is putting up more than $250 million towards the development, says it'll eventually deliver up to 2,000 affordable houses. On Long Island, a driver is dead and an historic building damaged after a fiery crash in Manhasset.
When the Ford SUV crashed into the historic Quaker Meeting House and caught on fire, Nassau County Police Lieutenant Scott Skronicki says the driver died. He has not yet been identified.
What caused the auto accident, whether or not the driver had a medical episode, whether speed was a factor, whether the weather conditions were a factor.
The car was registered to a 41-year-old man from New Rochelle. Dick Lopez is a member of the meeting house. He says there was another fire here 300 years ago.
The wing that was hit is a new wing.
No one else was injured. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Manhasset, Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.